Daddy Long Legs by Gene Webster. Now, these are the famous stories of Judy Abbott, who is a young girl that lives in John Grier House for Orphans, and she's lived there since her very early childhood. Now, this is a place where one can well say that these circumstances are very hard and tense. But Judy dreams, and her dreams and hopes go way beyond such conditions. She's a smart and dynamic person, always eager to learn, and always tries to outdo the limits of life. Now, one day, an unknown House board member, a member of the board of the House, proposes to take on Judy's cost of educating in college. But he has one condition, one sole condition, that Judy writes every month to inform the member of her progresses. Judy calls this person Daddy Longlegs, whom she only remembers as the silhouette of a long and tall man. Judy enters college with both excitement and fear. For her, this is the first time to leave the orphanage and experience the outside world. This new adventure in Judy's life includes a world of unknown things and differences with her life at the orphanage. This is what Gene Webster tells, the story of altruistic happenings and desirable individual and worldly outcomes.